The White House Report.
This immigration debate has a devastating economic impact if implemented, meaning if the southern border is closed to those coming through from Mexico and other countries. It could mean that the American economy could be hit hard by higher wages and higher items, meaning that if immigrants are not allowed to work at lower paying jobs, jobs that are not minimum wage, it could mean that those jobs will have to go to higher paying employees. I talked to U.S. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma about this, and he agreed that this is a real issue.
I would like to see individuals that are here working do get paid at least minimum wage. I don't like it when there are individuals that are illegally coming into the country and they're undercutting other Americans. And make it tougher. But you are correct in that our economy is in a very unusual spot that we've not been in decades. The economy over the past year has started growing at a rate that we've not seen in a long time. There are literally more job openings in America right now than there are people to be able to fill those jobs. And so we have a lot of people that have had a hard time getting a job. Now they're finding those opportunities. So that means... People that are, for instance, that had a felony in the background, that they had a really hard time getting a job because of their felony background, there are a lot of places saying, hey, I'm having a hard time hiring anyone. I'm willing to hire people with a tougher background on it. But that also means we've got to be able to reach out to some people, maybe in other countries, with visas and other legal processes to be able to see if we can't get some additional work here.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan, AURN News.